The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer, and I've known Eric since he was a big nobody.
In fact, I'm one of the people he stepped on as he climbed the ladder of success.
And now my former friend, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, man. Thanks. Folks, we're going to be talking for the rest of this hour to Linda Mintel. She's written a book on how to deal with pain. Tremendous book, tremendous guest. But in this opening segment, I thought, why don't we get an update from our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom? They are working on so many outrageously important cases. I have on the line legal counsel for ADF, Christiana Holcomb. Christiana, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What are we going to talk about? Can we talk about the situation in Connecticut? Because this concerns, part of it concerns my hometown of Danbury, Connecticut. Tell us what is happening there. And it's like we're making this up, but we're not making this up. And Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting for what I would call common sense. But tell us, who aren't familiar with what's happening there, what's going on.
Yeah, really surreal. So we all know that girls deserve to compete on a level playing field, but the state of Connecticut's Athletic Association decided to start allowing biological males who identify as females to compete in women's sports. And so that has had the result of displacing Connecticut female athletes from podium spots, from winning the championship titles that they deserve, from competing in front of college coaches. And frankly, the ramifications could impact not just their high school careers, but their college careers as well.
I mean, you can't put it this way, but I can. We're talking about teenage dudes running on the track with young women, and the state of Connecticut, cowardly as they seem to be, they're unwilling to say, wait a minute, this is not good for these young women. And so you mean because of that, the Alliance Defending Freedom has to step up to defend these young women?
That's exactly right. These families reached out to their public school districts and to the Connecticut Athletic Association and asked for them to make a change and protect women's sports and these girls' futures. But the adults in the room refused to adult. They refused to protect these girls. So as a result, Alliance Defending Freedom was forced to file a federal lawsuit just last week asking a judge to enforce Title IX as it's written, which is designed to provide women and girls with equal athletic opportunities with males. That's the whole reason we have women's sports as a separate category in the first place.
I know I repeat myself horribly, but I can never get over the fact how mind-blowing it is that something that you would use as a joke a number of years ago is suddenly reality, that we have guys, strong teenage dudes, somehow getting it into their heads that they not only want to be called women, but they then want to compete in track meets as women. I find that fascinating and not a little bit suspicious. I guess I wonder if you really are so disturbed that you've got to change your sexuality. You've got to become a woman, you say. It seems to me interesting that somebody who's dealing with something that big would say, oh, and by the way, I want to run track and I'm going to win. It really is odd. I don't know who the parents are of these young men who are identifying as women, and I would wonder what they would say. I would wonder what these family situations are. But the bottom line is, legally speaking, if it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, these young women would have no recourse. I'm fascinated that the state of Connecticut doesn't provide something so that they can deal with this. They're throwing the women under the bus, so to speak, because they don't seem to care. There's a tremendous irony here.
No, you're exactly right. Look, one of these biological males in Connecticut actually competed in the boys category for three separate seasons, turned around 3 weeks later, started competing in the girls category for the next seasons. And between them, these two males have now taken 15 women's state championship titles, you know, that belong to these deserving Connecticut female athletes. So it's fundamentally unfair. It destroys these girls' athletic opportunities. And, you know, I'm talking to my female clients and they say, look, I'm defeated before I even settle into my blocks to run the race. I know the outcome of a race before I get started. I can't be competitive against a male.
I'm really I don't know enough about the story to understand this, but the young men that are playing these games in two ways. They are, I guess I want to know, do they look like young men? Are they making tremendous efforts not to look like young men?
Well, let's just say when you line up these two males next to females at the starting line, they very clearly have male musculature and all of the physiological advantages that come from being male. Look, we as a society, common sense and science tell us that males have intrinsic physical advantages over females. That's the reason we have women's sports as a separate category, and that's the reason that we need to continue to protect women's sports just for the biological female sex.
Well, as people are listening to this, I want to make sure they can find ADF. What's the website for ADF?
Our website is adflegal.org.
adflegal.org. It is just absolutely amazing to me that ADF has to step up and do this, that the state of Connecticut doesn't seem to have the guts. Isn't it fascinating in a way that these adults who are running the state of Connecticut can't seem to see what I would think most people, by far, 90% of Americans would say, wait a second, this seems like a joke, really? Any indication what it is about these Connecticut officials that makes them so cowardly?
Not per se, but what is very encouraging is the fact that young women like Selena and Chelsea and Alana are getting support from all across the country and from both sides of the aisle. This should absolutely be a nonpartisan issue. I think fairness for girls is something that the entire country should be able to get behind and should protect.
Well, it's interesting to me. Does the governor weigh in on this? Who are the officials directly responsible?
Well, the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference is the name of the organization that has set this policy rule. So we're trying to hold them responsible. But it's the public school districts as well. They all have a vote in this. They are the ones who should have stood up and said, no, this is not fair to our female athletes. We're not going to force them to compete against males and lose their championship titles. But the officials in the room refused to do that. And so now young 15, 16, and 17-year-old girls are having to stand up and speak out for themselves.
I mean, if anybody cares about women's rights, and we all should, it's clear that the transgender movement has now become anti-woman. I mean, this is a strange thing. I didn't think we would see this, but this is clearly anti-woman. Women are losing. But the trans lobby is so powerful that even the state of Connecticut is not beginning to do anything about it. I assume that these young men have not had gender reassignment surgery. They are still physically young men capable of fathering children.
Yeah, not to our knowledge. But look, even if they have had surgery and, frankly, even any amount of hormone therapy, that does not undo their physical advantages over females. It simply can't.
Yeah.
You know, biology is what matters in sports, not a person's identity.
There's I think one of the young women that's part of this suit is from Danbury, Connecticut, which is my hometown. I can't remember which one it was. It might be Alana Smith.
Alana Smith.
I ran track in Danbury, Connecticut, and as a dude, I saw how difficult it was to win. And the idea that these women are going through this right now, as somebody who ran track, I know what people put into this stuff, their heart and soul. There's something so wrong here. I just wanted my audience to understand that the Alliance Defending Freedom is on the front lines. I wanted to thank them, and thank you in particular, Christiana Holcomb, for what you're doing. We'll have you back for updates, but thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Folks, you've got to go to adflegal.org, adflegal.org. They need your help. This is important.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for. Smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S. and they're veteran run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
Hey, folks, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, you know who Pete and Seth Talbot are. They're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, helping thousands of people get out of pain. I'm one of them. Well, I'm happy to announce, I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a new company, Honor Bound Coffee, premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price, but even better, almost amazing, really, they've decided to give 100% of the profits to support and bless military families. That's right. By the way, the coffee is fantastic. No doubt about that. You'll love it. And to start it all off, on your first order, you can buy two bags for the price of one. Now, are there American families more deserving of our appreciation than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you drink? Pete and Seth are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Simply go to honorboundcoffee.com, and on your first order, buy two bags for the price of one only at honorboundcoffee.com. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military 100% of the profits. honorboundcoffee.com.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes, reaching in and pulling out that one item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, your personal info like your name or social security number may be emailed and shared more than usual. Criminals can steal info from your devices and sell it on the dark web, or use it to commit identity theft. Good thing LifeLock monitors your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But thanks to LifeLock, tax season doesn't have to tax your peace of mind. Join today at LifeLock.com and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
I have done over 400 male-female hours. We've talked about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, the truths about what a woman needs, what a man needs. These segments have literally saved marriages. All that's true. The folks at the Prager Store have compiled every male-female hour we have ever done since 2010. For a limited time, the complete collection is 50% off in the Prager Store. This collection also includes every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. Plus, as a bonus, the Prager Store is including my three lectures on marriage, Thoughts on Marriage, Marriage and Divorce, and Life, Love, and Marriage. It's a $200 value for free. It's all available as a download or on a flash drive or on an MP3 player. Go to PragerStore.com. PragerStore.com. PragerStore.com, a candy store for the mind. PragerStore.com.
They showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real one. It's never quite the same as the real one. Tell me, Gracie, how does it
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Have we got a show for you? Are you ready? Are you ready? Sit down. Listen carefully. In the studio with me right now is an old friend, Linda Mintel, or as the world knows her, Linda Mintel, PhD. She's a national speaker, blogger, radio host, and best-selling author of 20 books. She has 30 years of clinical practice as a therapist and coach, and her current clinical and academic efforts are being directed toward the development, listen carefully, of an interprofessional approach to pain management. And this has to deal with the present opioid crisis and the need for non-pharmacological approaches to deal with people in chronic pain. A lot of people are in chronic pain. I hope they're listening, or I hope somebody who knows somebody like that is listening right now, because this is important. Linda Mintel, Dr. Linda Mintel, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you, Eric. Am I an old friend or a friend who's old?
Well, it says you have 30 years of clinical practice as a therapist. And I said, there's no way that's – you know, 30 years isn't what it used to be.
Right.
Let's be honest. I mean, come on. 30 years? Okay, look. Yeah. The book I'm holding in my hand is called Living Beyond Pain, A Holistic Approach to Manage Pain and Get Your Life Back. So tell us, Linda Mintel, what got you on this subject?
So people are very aware that there's an opioid crisis. I mean, it's been in the news. We've been talking about that for a couple of years now. And it's very serious crisis with a lot of our neighbors, our family members. It's not the addict on the street, Eric. It's people that we know in our neighborhoods
Sure.
are dying from an opioid overdose.
Right.
And so we were looking at this as we were trying to figure out how can we touch this crisis and what can we do about it. And we realized that there were 100 million people that are in chronic pain. So 3 of 4 people that are watching us now know somebody, have somebody in their family that are dealing with some type of chronic pain.
It's hard to believe that I mean, these numbers are just a little staggering. How is it possible that many people are in chronic pain?
So there, you can have everything from headaches to migraines to osteoarthritis to rheumatoid arthritis
right.
to injuries. A lot of times what happens, this is an unfortunate way that people sometimes get hooked on opioids, is that you might have, we had a teenager had her wisdom teeth out, and now the regulations have changed, but back in the day, as soon as I took her from the oral surgeon, he said, here's a prescription, get it filled before you leave this room, you know, before you get to your
right,
home,
right.
give her these narcotics. And I thought, why would I do that? So I didn't. I gave her some Tylenol and she was fine. But I had a 30-day prescription of narcotics that if she had been taking, and this is one of the ways people get addicted to narcotics, is there was an overprescription of
drugs. So really, doctors are to blame?
No. So we want to go back to the opioid crisis. So let's do a little history lesson with that. You're into history. I know that.
Yeah.
So what happened is there was an editorial that was sent to a very prestigious journal, medical journal.
Yeah.
And it said, basically, we don't believe that these opioids are addictive. And it was just a small sample of people. It got notoriety through this prestigious journal. And so doctors were being told, hey, these opioids and narcotics are not addictive, so we want you to prescribe. And during that time, pain was such a problem for so many people that doctors were told that pain is like the fifth vital sign. So you want to take their blood pressure, you want to, you know, check all pulse, all these things, but you also want to check their pain. And you need to do something about their pain. So then Big Pharma comes in, and Purdue Pharma was one of the biggest offenders, and there's been all kinds of legal issues with them. But they came in, they were manufacturing OxyContin and all these other drugs, and they were pushing them in the hospitals. So doctors were evaluated by how well they managed pain. The hospital accreditors came in and said, you will prescribe these. I remember there were videos in waiting rooms saying opioids are safe, they're effective, they're not addictive. Well, of course, they're addictive. And all of that was based on an untruth. And so what happens is doctors were liberally prescribing with the pressure of hospitals and accrediting bodies saying, you will do this. And we ended up in a crisis because then we now know that a lot of people got addicted to these drugs.
Okay. Well, my goodness. We had my friend Norman Stone was in here talking about a cure for addiction. That's a separate issue. Right now, your book is about living beyond pain, a holistic approach to manage pain and get your life back. So what is living beyond pain?
So one of the things that people need to understand about pain, when you hurt yourself and you injure yourself, usually you do a few things and the pain goes away. So pain is an alarm that's in the body. It's an effective alarm. If you don't have pain, you wouldn't know that there's a problem. You wouldn't know that there's something you need to address. But chronic pain is a whole different animal. So once the injury heals or you get beyond that acute phase of pain, what happens to some people is they become sensitized to pain. So their central nervous system changes, their brain gets rewired towards the pain, and chronic pain is really a chronic brain disease. So pain is in your brain. If I hit you right now, you're not feeling the pain on your arm. If I hit you on the arm, you're feeling it. The perception
in other
of pain
words,
is in here.
To be clear, right, that the, because most people don't think about this, but you've written a book about this. Right. In other words, somebody hits you in the arm and the neurons carry this message to the brain.
Yes.
And it's bizarre when you think about it. So, yes, if you didn't have a brain, you wouldn't feel the pain.
That's
pain.
Right.
And unfortunately, most of us have brains. So. How do we get around this then?
So I like to say the bane of pain is plainly in the brain.
That's
a way to remember that.
And Hereford, Hartford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly happen.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm talking about that is because part of the treatment of dealing with chronic pain is you have to change the perception of pain in your brain. And you have to calm down the central nervous system. And that's why so many of the mind-body treatments really work with chronic pain, because you're changing the brain by the things that we're talking about in the book to do. And we only looked at evidence-based treatments. We looked at things that were based on research, not people's anecdotal stories, which are always interesting.
Okay, so wait. So if somebody's listening and they have chronic pain or they know someone who does, what are you saying to those people? You're saying that there are ways that they can manage that it's far more effective than opioids.
Right.
And what are some of those ways?
Well, let me give an example first. This would be really helpful if people understand. And it's based on a story from the Tour de France. So you know the bicycle race, the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Okay, so the British team had not won that race for over 100 years. And they were a little like Cubs fans. They were tired of losing, right? So they decided they would hire a new coach. They got a coach from the business world. He came in with this concept called marginal gains. And what he did is he looked at the race, and he looked at every aspect of riding a bike. So he looked at the way the seats were positioned. He looked at the handles. He looked at the color of the bikes. He looked at the pillows that the racers were sleeping on at night. I mean, every aspect of what went into that race. And he said, if we change every little part of that race 1%, that's called a marginal gain, 1%, in the end, we're going to win that race. And while they never won any...
And we're going to kick a little frog hiney.
Yeah.
Now, that is not quoted, but we know that that's what he said. Go ahead.
Right. So they actually, he said it should take about 5 years, and they won the race in 3 years, and then they kept on winning.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And they never won the 21, they never won one of the legs of the 21 days, but they won the overall race from making these small, tiny, marginal gains.
Okay.
Now, take that concept to pain.
Yeah.
So what we talk about in pain is if you do all these small, tiny changes
right.
in the way you think, the way you feel, the way you address your interpersonal relationships, all the things that we're going to talk about, in the end, you're going to live beyond pain and you're going to reduce your pain. You're going to calm down that nervous system, which has now been highly sensitized
right.
to pain, and you're going to change your brain and your perception of pain.
If you didn't have a PhD, I would say this is a lot of malarkey, but I know you, I trust you, and you've got a PhD after your name. So I'm really fascinated. So I want to hear more about this. We've got about a minute in this segment. What are some of these little incremental things that people can do?
So we're going to talk about how you actually think about pain and how you approach it from a beliefs point of view. So if you believe I'm disabled, I'm never going to work again, I'm never going to get over this, I'm never going to have the kind of life I wanted, what's wrong with all of this, and why did God do this to me? You start to have these type of negative beliefs,
right.
you're going to actually make your pain worse. So just changing your beliefs.
So how you think about your pain and what it means to you
yes.
will affect the pain itself.
Yes. And the thoughts are really important because there's something called catastrophic thoughts where you're thinking, oh, no, my life is over. You reduce those thoughts. You put them with something more positive, more rational. Like maybe it won't be exactly like my life was before, but there certainly are things I can do and I
right.
can be functional.
Right.
Then you will get better. You'll reduce the amount of pain in your body just by changing your thoughts.
Just by changing your thoughts. Now, that
yeah.
sounds crazy, except I know it's not. So that's one of the reasons, Linda Mintel, I wanted to have you on the program. It's Mintle.
And it sounds like mental, doesn't
it's,
it?
It's why I wanted to, yeah.
Dr. Mintel.
But the book is Living Beyond Pain. When we get back from the break, we'll continue the conversation. It's an important one. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Health Secretary Alex Azar says there's no evidence the coronavirus has spread to the U.S. beyond a relatively small number of people who mostly traveled overseas. However, he says there's still reason for concern. He says the administration is working with state, local, and private partners to help prepare for any virus outbreak. A senior member of the International Olympic Committee says if it proves too dangerous to hold the Olympics in Tokyo this summer because of the virus outbreak, organizers are more likely to cancel it altogether than to postpone or move it. A coalition of 39 states will look into the marketing and sales of vaping products by Juul Labs. That will include whether the company targeted youths and made misleading claims about nicotine content in its devices. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 811 points, and the NASDAQ is off 230. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region with the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out. You know, come to think of it, I'll take a pass. I'm afraid of heights. I'm talking to Linda Mintel, PhD.
I can help you with that.
Living Beyond Pain is the book. A lot of people deal with pain. Linda, your book, Living Beyond Pain, is a holistic approach to manage pain and get your life back. What do you say to people who say, look, sounds like a lot of nonsense to me. Pain is pain, and you're telling me my thinking is going to change the pain. Sounds like a pain in the neck. I'd rather take a pill.
It is easier to take a pill. And I do want to say, Eric, before we go on, that not everybody that is taking an opioid for chronic pain is an addict. So we want to be really careful to acknowledge the fact that there are people that are being managed very well by their physicians on pain. The problem with the opioids is that you build a tolerance. You do become dependent. Even if you're being managed appropriately, you're going to withdraw out of that if you go off of it and taper down.
Right.
And it really isn't that effective for chronic pain. It doesn't get at the root of what the pain is. It gives you some relief, which is what people are looking for. They're not looking to get high when they're taking an opioid. They're looking to get that relief. And so all of these things that we're going to talk about in terms of the help of chronic pain, you have to work at a lot of aspects of your life, like winning the Tour de France. You have to change a lot of things in your life. The goal isn't always to eliminate pain, because we can't always do that. But the goal is to make you more functional and to have a better quality of life.
Is there a faith component to this? I mean, not everybody listening to this program is a person of faith as you are or I am. But at some point, I know you do touch on that.
We do, because there is, again, the brain. How do you think about pain? There's a chapter on the meaning of suffering, the meaning of pain. What is it like to be living this side of, the garden? We're on the fall side. There's brokenness. This is a chronic brain disease that we're talking about, a process in the body that gets changed by neuroadaptation. So it's like diabetes or something else that you would have. You have to learn how to deal with it and manage it. And if you make meaning out of that and you say, okay, I am in pain. Something terrible has happened to me. My body isn't functioning the way it's supposed to function. How do I think about that? And it's interesting that people that go through pain usually have a deeper walk with God. They usually reset their priorities. They really, if you can make some meaning out of suffering, it gives you tremendous empathy. It gives you compassion for other people.
I was going to say, this is the paradox of human life, right? Is that suffering, everybody wants to avoid suffering.
Right.
And there's tremendous wisdom. Anybody who doesn't want to avoid suffering is foolish. Of course you want to avoid suffering. On the other hand, sometimes you can't avoid suffering. And if you live, you're going to have suffering. And then you realize, this is the paradox, that suffering gives you wisdom. It can give you wisdom and can give you a perspective that you wouldn't get without suffering. And I have dealt with chronic fatigue and all kind of depression and stuff for 30 years myself. And there's no doubt about it. You would never choose it. You'd never choose it. But it gives you a clarity that if everything's going great, in a way that's going to lead you to be foolish. It's kind of like why kids are foolish, because they haven't suffered.
Right.
And if you've suffered and dealt with anything, crushing difficulties or whatever, something can happen that is beautiful, and you have to be aware of that.
Yeah, and I went through a period in my life, about 9 months, almost a year, of really bad pain from a ice skating accident that I had. I thought I was 16 again, and I did a flying camel, and I came down in the wrong way, and it was horrific.
Did you used
horrific.
To be like a great...
I grew up in the north.
Anybody who refers to doing a flying camel, something tells me you're not an average skater.
Well, I grew up in the north. I was on skates when I was 4 years old, every day after school.
Did your parents know about this?
Yeah, yes, they did. And they gave me permission.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a good kid. But I fell, and I had this horrible, horrible back pain. So I know when I was in the middle of that problem, I would have done anything. I'm telling you, anything to get relief from the pain. They didn't really know what it was about. It went on and on and on for a long, long time. I tried acupuncture. I tried everything that I could think of. Fortunately for me, when I tried the narcotics that I was given initially, I had a horrible reaction to them. I can't tolerate those meds at all. Or I could see where I could easily have been dependent on them, because you want to do anything you can to make that pain stop. So I have tremendous, tremendous compassion for people going through chronic pain, because I thought it was worse than actually going through childbirth. And I was fully cognizant. My drugs wore off during childbirth. It was pretty painful. So this is a chronic pain that doesn't go away. But during that time, I remember just crying out to God all the time during that, being so dependent and sort of reevaluating my life and figuring out what, how do I think about this? And I, you know, I love, I'm a psychologist. I love Viktor Frankl. I remember reading about his reaction, and I remember him saying, we can't always choose our suffering, but we can choose our attitude toward our suffering. And so when you look at what works with chronic pain, a lot of it is meaning, attitude, beliefs, even managing our emotions through that pain so that our emotions don't get the best of us. Mm-hmm. Because if you are very depressed, and that is very common, it's what we call comorbid with chronic pain. It happens either you get depressed before and have pain, or you have pain and it creates depression. That, if you don't manage that depression, your pain is going to be worse. Because pain and emotions share the same real estate state in the brain. So they have the same real estate. They're in the same pathways. So when your emotions are out of whack, when you're fearful, when you're anxious, when you're depressed, and those are easy emotions to have when you have chronic pain. But if you don't manage them well, it's going to make your pain worse.
So who did you write the book for, Living Beyond Pain? This is not for other doctors.
No, it's really for anybody who's dealing with chronic pain. And when we looked at the numbers, which we started with, that 100 million people, we thought there are going to be even more people that are going to feel desperate, because now that the regulations with the opioids are better, they're not going to get those meds long term like they used to.
I have a friend who just told me about that now, because of the new regulations, she needs these opioids and she can't get enough. I mean, this is crazy stuff. The book is Living Beyond Pain. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about ReliefFactor.com?
Oh, yeah.
ReliefFactor.com. Can I tell you?
Please.
Okay. You know what? Instead of me telling you, let's listen to somebody else for a change. Linda from Texas.
First of all, the team, every time I call, everybody is so polite and kind and helpful. And most of all, the product has helped me so much. My knee was swelling a lot, and they were talking about draining it. And that has all gone away. And my legs hurt me every night terribly. And that has gone away. And the other aches and pains like my back or my shoulders, that has gone away. So thank you.
See, I'm telling you, this. I hope my relatives are listening to this. This stuff actually works. It's all kinds of non-inflammatory stuff. It's natural. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. I don't know what else to say. It's natural. It works. It's inexpensive. And if it doesn't work to you, stop taking it. But for crying out loud, try it. ReliefFactor.com. Folks, let me ask you, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor, have just started something called Honor Bound Coffee, and they've committed 100% of their profits to serve and bless military families. It's not an occasional or token gift. It's 100% of the profits. And believe me, this is premium coffee at a great price. All you coffee lovers and experts are going to love this coffee. But you'll know that with every cup of medium, dark roast, or decaf honor-bound coffee, you'll be helping military families who serve with honor and protect us day after day, year after year. And to get started, Pete and Seth are offering on your first order, buy 2 bags of honor-bound coffee for the price of 1. So please stand with Pete and Seth and me and all of us here at Salem. Go to honorboundcoffee.com, not just the best coffee available, the top 1%. And honor-bound is coffee with a purpose. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military. HonorBoundCoffee.com. Is this not terrific? I got to tell you, I can't wait.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1-Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Hey there, folks. We're talking about a new book. It's called Living Beyond Pain. My guest is Dr. Linda Mintel. Linda, I've known you for a long time, but we've never talked about this. I mean, this is what you do for a living. You deal with these kinds of things. You just said that people are in such chronic pain that because of the opioid regulations, which are mainly a good thing, that they're going to get heroin. It's that bad. So we just want to say, folks, there's no judgment here. When you are suffering, you're suffering.
That's right.
And
you want relief.
And I know that God doesn't want us to just twist in the wind and to suffer. So thank you for writing this book, because I can only imagine how many people are dealing with this. So what are some of the things that you talk about in the book in terms of dealing with pain?
So there are a lot of non-pharmacological treatments that people are, may not be aware of.
Right.
The co-author of the book is a physician. He's what's called a DO, a doctor of osteopathic medicine. And in their training, they are taught how to use their hands in a treatment that's called osteopathic manipulative treatment. It's OMT. And I'm always astounded the number of people who have never encountered an osteopath, who have never been to that type of doctor. It's different than a chiropractor. They're actually physicians who are trained more intensely in the musculoskeletal system. So if you have chronic pain that is related to something musculoskeletal or even other types of pain, because there's lots of types of pain. There's neuropathic pain and inflammatory pain and nociceptive pain. There's all
kinds. Why would a regular medical doctor that, you know, is prescribing opioids or whatever not have the wisdom to send you to an osteopath? I don't get that.
I just think a lot of people aren't aware of what they do and the OMT treatment. So they literally can put their hands on you. I actually had this. I had an injury. I had them.
But you're telling me doctors are not aware.
A lot of other doctors are not aware of what they use.
Am I wrong in thinking that that's pathetic?
Well, it's something. That's why we're trying to bring attention to
it. I know. You're trying to be positive, but I don't really care. I just want to share my anger. When I hear this kind of, look, I've dealt with a lot of doctors, and the older you get and the more you suffer and the more you go through, the more it is astounding to me how dumb some doctors are, how bad they are. And I guess when I was a kid, you'd look at doctors like gods. Yeah. So the idea that a doctor could say, you know what, there's an osteopath. Why don't you try that?
Right.
And you're telling me that some medical doctors wouldn't even occur to them.
Right.
I find that shocking. The only good news is you've written a book that deals with all this stuff. But I'm kind of amazed sometimes that doctors don't themselves understand this is their job.
I think they get very busy, Eric. The way that we could do a whole thing on the health system.
No,
you have 8 minutes with a patient. You're moving from place to place.
I know, but it's just like
I'm
horrified. Well, okay. Praise God, you wrote a book called Living Beyond Pain. So osteopathic treatment is something people can, and obviously you talk about that in the book.
Yes, and they put their hands on you in terms of they're moving certain fascia and muscles and all this kind of thing. It's very effective for certain types of pain. Another one that's very effective is acupuncture.
Yes.
And so for me, it did not work because I had, again, you have to get at the root source of the pain. So what happened is the acupuncture, it was actually a physician who did the acupuncture on me, and he kept doing it, and I would get relief for like three 3 to 4 hours, and then it would come back. The pain would come back, and he said, something's wrong. This is not doing what it needs to do, because the idea is that it's influencing those pain pathways in your body and interrupting that.
I mean, what fascinates me is how much there is out there that people don't even touch upon. I mean,
right.
the fact is, acupuncture might not work for you, but it works for a lot of people.
It worked well.
And
in
people
my,
need to know that.
Yeah, in my case, I needed surgery, so there was a bulge on my L5, and that's why I needed surgery. That's why the acupuncture wasn't working for that particular problem.
Yeah.
But it works for a lot of problems, evidence based, and it can help a lot of people. There's something that a lot of people don't take advantage of called biofeedback. And so, if you're somebody who has headaches, migraines. You know, I've got a biofeedback machine in my office.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay,
is
so
that?
It's
I've
a
heard
machine.
About it my whole life. What
yeah,
is that?
It's a machine. You hook yourself up with these sensors, and you're watching your physiological response to a pain. And one of the things about pain is it gets worse with stress. So a lot of times people will say, when my migraine is coming on, there's some kind of stressful situation, and it starts that process that you
right.
want to interrupt really quickly so it doesn't go there.
Right.
So you hook yourself up to the machine. You're watching your body. You're learning how to take voluntary control of your body so that you can calm that down so that cascade doesn't happen. You can literally learn to control. And we've got all kinds of studies we do this a lot with kids, teenagers in high school that have had migraines. They can reduce their migraines from 60 a month to 10 a month, and they can really get control of this. So it's a very effective way of dealing with, again, certain types of pain.
That's amazing. I think the most amazing thing to me as we're talking about this is how important the mind is. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of us, we have a very materialistic view of the universe, and which is not holistic. And we just think, hey, pain is pain, and it's got nothing to do with – I could never affect it with my brain or with my thoughts mm-hmm. or whatever. So when you realize, that I can actually have control through my thoughts, I mean, I guess that's the kind of thing that increases – my faith, because I realize the Bible talks about this over and over and over
yeah.
again. And a lot of people just poo-poo it. But you're telling me, you know, as a doctor, this is real.
Yeah. You look at the scripture that says, take your thoughts captive. You know, what are we talking about there in terms of pain? We're saying, take those thoughts captive, make them more appropriate to the hope that you have. And that doesn't mean that the pain's going to go away. And I don't want anyone listening to us think that I'm saying you can think your pain away. That's not what we're saying.
Right.
We're saying, again, like those Tour de France racers, that if you can control your thoughts a little better, if you can control your emotions a little better, if you can work on your stress management, and then there's a host of lifestyle things that you can do. There are things like stop smoking. People that smoke have more pain receptors in the body,
are
and the
kidding?
Pain is worse.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
Alcohol can make pain even worse. I know it feels like it does something initially to take away the pain, but overall, and when you start get into using it as a medicating factor, it actually amps up pain. Your diet.
So that tumbler of vodka I take every night, you're telling me no?
Stop it. No. And listen, diet. Diet is one of the biggest things that you can do, an anti-inflammatory diet. So we looked at all the diets.
Sugar is the worst.
Sugar
I've become a crusader. Sugar
high fructose corn
is an inflammatory. It is bad. It's like smoking. It's just bad, bad, bad,
yes.
bad, bad. People need to understand that sugar, generally speaking, is bad. There's way too much of it in the American diet. And even if you don't have chronic pain, whatever you're dealing with, it's kind of like somebody says, I wonder what would happen if I lost 30 pounds. It's going to be good.
It's gonna
I
be
wonder
good
what would
pain.
Happen if I quit smoking. It's going to be good. I wonder what would happen if I cut out sugar or cut it out mostly.
Right.
We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with Linda Mintel. The book is Living Beyond Pain.
It's time to stand with Israel. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to register for a life-changing trip to Israel, December 2nd to 11th. Join me, my friend Mike Lindell, and hundreds of patriots on the Stand with Israel tour, a journey to the Holy Land to get first-hand insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Register today at sebgorka.com. On the Stand with Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge right before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. I'll take you behind the scenes to explore over 40 iconic sites during an all-inclusive 10-day tour this December. We'll pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the Dead Sea, explore modern Tel Aviv, and much more. Best of all, we'll be together with like-minded supporters of the Nation of Israel. Reserve your spot today and travel with me on the Stand with Israel tour. Visit sebgorka.com and click on the Israel banner. That's sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Health Secretary Alex Azar says there's no evidence the coronavirus has spread to the U.S. beyond a relatively small number of people who mostly traveled overseas. However, he says there's still reason for concern.
There is now community transmission in a number of countries, including outside of Asia. That's deeply concerning, and community spread in other countries will make successful containment at our borders harder and harder. That's why we've already been working closely with state, local, and private sector partners to prepare for mitigating the virus's potential spread in the United States.
The Secretary Azar speaking at a press conference this past hour. On Wall Street, stocks are lower again after Monday's biggest drop in 2 years. The Dow is down 875 points, the NASDAQ off 256. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
How do you share the gospel with confidence? What's God's plan for our communities? Why does the Old Testament matter to your faith today? Those are just a few of the questions you'll get answered when you enroll in the Tony Evans Training Center, an interactive online study experience with Dr. Tony Evans, where you can grow in your knowledge of God's Word and learn to advance His kingdom agenda in your life. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
Hey there, folks. It's here from Taxes Show. I'm talking to Linda Mintle, M-I-N-T-L-E. The book is Living Beyond Pain. Linda, what have we not touched on?
Well, we were starting to talk a little bit about lifestyle changes. I want to mention exercise. The last thing you want to do when you're in pain is probably get up and move because you're hurting. But that is really a good thing for you to do. It not only, we know that exercise helps the endorphins in the brain, helps your mood, but it actually helps to make you more flexible. So we encourage people to, you know, join Pilates, maybe do this under a doctor's supervision, depending on the type of pain you have. But the more you can get up and move. So that affects people interpersonally as well. Think about it. If you have somebody in pain in your family, you tend to wait on them. My dad would do this for my mom. He'd wait on her. He'd not make her get up. And I'm like, no, Dad, make her get up. Make her move. Make her, you know, have some flexibility in her movement.
Yeah.
So that's really important.
Exercise has changed my life because, as I said, I've dealt with a lot of stuff over the years. And there are a couple things you can say that are just, they're no-brainers, right? It's like some kind of exercise, you're insane not to do it. I'm just going to say this because we don't have time. You're insane not to do some kind of exercise. You're insane not to get your weight to where it should be. If you're smoking, you're insane not to quit smoking. And you're insane not to keep sugars to a minimum. These are all things. You talked about incremental stuff.
Right.
You want to beat the French? You got to do this stuff.
That's right. And even sleep. I want to say sleep is one of the things that we've looked at in the medical field.
Huge.
Affects so many conditions in the body, and it certainly will make pain. So if you're having trouble sleeping because of your pain, you might want to work with a sleep doctor and get that under control as well.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I've had the guts to take sleep medication when I need it because I realize that sleep is so
important.
So you don't want to get addicted to sleep medication.
Right.
But you got to, you know, these are all things. Okay, a couple of minutes left. What else?
I think looking at all the different treatments and figuring out what's for you. So we looked at hypnosis and we looked at everything that there is out there that could possibly affect pain.
Right.
And what you can do is then make a personal pain treatment. So there's a chapter in the book where you can sit down and go, all right, how am I doing on my thoughts and my beliefs? How am I doing on my emotions? How am I doing on my ability to interact with people where I'm not dealing with pain all the time? One of the interesting things about pain is if you give a lot of attention to it, it makes your pain worse.
Huh.
So a lot of this is the mind-body relaxation things that you need to do.
Right.
So doing guided imagery is something that people are going, what's that? But you actually are creating a scene in your head of maybe something very peaceful, you're walking yourself through it, that is a very effective technique. Deep muscle relaxation, breathing deeply, all of these things that are relaxing the central nervous system, they're changing that sensitivity to pain. If you put all those little things together, so you do some deep breathing at night,
right.
You do some meditation, prayer. Prayer changes the brain for the better. So there's so many pieces to this, and I want to say it's hard work to change all these aspects of your life and to make the pain better. But you'll feel so much better if you do all these techniques and you add all this to your life. You'll be able to function better and have a better quality
of life. And I want to encourage people, because I have dealt with some of this stuff, I just want to encourage people that every little thing you do makes the next thing a little bit easier and a little bit easier. I say to people, I don't want to exercise. Can you walk? Walk a mile. Walk 2 miles. Just do it. Just the hardest thing is to pull your rear end out of the house to get dressed. Once you're out there and you start doing this, everything becomes easier. So I would just want to encourage people. And I want to thank you, Linda, for writing this book. This is absolutely at the core of so many people's lives. Living Beyond Pain, a holistic approach to manage pain and get your life back. Linda Mintel, thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.